Can I get the email address associated with your CROPSI account?
Yes, it's J, the letter J, Sebastian, S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N, 4455 at charter.net.
All right, give me just a moment while I pull up your account.
And who am I speaking with?
Kelly.
Kelly. Thanks, Kelly.
Not a problem. So I was able to locate your account. Can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Joan Sebastian, 210 Mechanic Street, Upton, Massachusetts.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And I do see that you're a premium annual member. How can I help you?
I'm not sure I understand the what I gained by going up into a premium membership. I know that I have signed up for some classes, and they're on my account. Will they disappear if I drop the premium membership at some point in the future?
Let me see here. So I do see you have at least two previously purchased classes. Let me check on that.
Yes, at least two, maybe more.
Yeah, let me just check real quick.
Okay.
All right, so I do see seven previously purchased classes. Yeah, those ones are yours regardless of your membership status. You can always log in and view those. The premium membership allows you to view the rest of the content on the website. There's about 1,500 classes, a little over 1,500 classes. There's only 25 that are not included with any subscription. That's at the request of the instructor. But that still gives you about 1,500 that you can access with your membership and watch by pushing the play button in the video.
Okay. I've been doing that, and I've been enjoying what I've been watching. I'm feeling like there's not a lot of others that are of interest to me. So unless that changes next November when my premium membership is up, I may consider dropping it. What will happen to the classes that I'm viewing now, though, that I did not pay for?
So the classes that you're just viewing on the website that you haven't purchased that are just part of the subscription, those ones are, you wouldn't have access to those unless there are free classes. You'd still have access to any of the ones you purchased. So
okay.
If you come across one, you know, one of the nice parts about the membership, I do see you got one of the discounted membership offers. One of the great opportunities with that is if you find there's a class that you just watch over and over again and you decide you'd like to keep that class regardless of your membership status, is you can, you know, you'll have the option to view the classes completely before you purchase. So if you'd like to purchase one of those classes, you're able to by pushing the purchase to own button. If you find one that you just can't live without and you don't want to renew the membership for the whole thing.
Yeah, that's my issue. There's at least one, maybe more, that I would like to own. And you say there's a purchase to own member spot?
Yes,
button?
Ma'am.
Haven't seen that. Let me look again.
Are you looking at one of the classes that are on dashboard?
Yes, right now I'm looking. The dashboard is my list of classes, right? With the icon picture. Yeah,
right. Those are the ones that you've
purchased.
Mm-hmm.
You mean I paid for them?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like at some point in time it looks like there was a sale in October where you purchased the 14 ways to knit shawls. And then the multicolored yarn back in October, and the rest of them were purchased with blueprint, right? So these ones are all classes that you own, these seven that are listed here.
Okay.
And you'd be able to view those regardless of your membership status. If you're looking for new classes that you haven't tried yet, I would go up to the browse option at the top of the page.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, and then if you go to shop all classes or knit or whichever category you'd like.
Yeah, I've been doing that, and I've been viewing a number of classes. But right now, the ones I really wanted to make sure I continued to have was particularly the Knit Shawls 14 Ways. So you're telling me at some point I did purchase that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I think I'm remembering that. Okay. I am enjoying the membership, and I keep finding new things and new classes. Let me see. There's one other thing I'm looking at here that I'm trying to. Sometimes I have trouble with your website.
I'd be happy to answer any questions you have while we're on the phone.
What are orders? Is there some part of this I'm missing where you can order things?
That was the things you've purchased throughout your membership, including your membership.
Oh, well.
So if you clicked on orders, the October 25th order is two of those courses. The shawl one and the yarn. So those, and then it has your membership purchase. So any of the order things are going to be things that you've purchased throughout your membership.
Okay. But when I search for something, I get, there are thousands, it seems like there are hundreds of links that come up. Well, I don't know if I'm calling them the right thing.
Like the articles?
Are they articles? Is that what it is? I haven't looked.
I was looking for
something in particular. I was looking for a class, and it came up with just many, 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 many options. And you're telling me, so there are articles to read?
This
is all part of my membership?
Absolutely. So there are two different options when you're going through classes. You can either... If you're searching in that large search bar at the top up by the shopping cart, that option is going to bring you, it's going to bring up a lot of your articles and stuff as well. So if you use that one, that's where you're going to find, that's where you're searching for things, it's going to pull up articles and things like that that are going to assist you with trying to find, they're really good articles, but if you're looking for classes in particular, my favorite way is to hit that shop all classes button again.
Yep.
And there'll be a smaller search bar on the left-hand side.
Yep.
And if you search that in that place, it'll bring up only classes that are related to your search instead of all the articles.
Oh, I see. Now I'm catching on.
Yeah, the articles are great. They're just, if you're looking for a class or something in particular, they can kind of be in the way a little bit. So that's why I like that other option to just search classes. So if you searched, knitting in particular and use that smaller search bar on the left-hand side, it would bring you up any classes related to knitting versus if you searched it in the big bar, it's going to bring up 1,500 options or 2,000 options or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of articles. Yeah.
Oh, how am I going to go through this? Well, that helps a lot, Kelly. Thank you very much. I think I really understand this. And if I start to look at all these articles as well, I just want to, before I decide whether I'm going to, keep the premium membership or not, I'd like to know, make sure I'm accessing all of that it has to offer.
Absolutely.
So you really helped me there.
Yeah,
so thank you.
We're here for that. The articles are great. Like I said, they just come up with a lot. If you've come across something that's missing the pattern, we are working to get that corrected. So don't worry. The pattern, we're trying to have them all updated by the end of the month. And we do have a lot of quilting stuff, and that's where some of the patterns are missing from in particular. But you may see in the articles, not in the classes. The classes have everything they need. But in the articles, it may say, click here for a pattern, and there's nothing to click on. Or it may take you back to the homepage, but that's something we're working on correcting. There's just so many articles and so many patterns. It is taking a little longer than expected. But all the classes have everything they need, and using that smaller search option definitely narrows it down to what you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm already better at getting around the website. And I really am very, very impressed with the classes. So you're putting together excellent content, and it's well presented. And I've really been pleased with the classes.
Good.
And some of them I've just looked at, and I've gained some information, and others I want to have. So that's where I was just trying to get my understanding better of what I was, you know, what I was dealing with. So thank
Absolutely.
You again.
Well, you're welcome. And
you've got a great site.
Thanks. And if you need any other assistance, feel free to give us a call. Like I said, we're here for that, and we'd be happy to help. Okay.
I definitely love the fact you can talk to a human being. So I will keep that in mind. Thanks,
All right.
Kelly.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.